Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. My name is Sumi. Welcome to day 4 of this podcast. Guys, I can't believe it's day 4. I cannot believe it. But here we are on day 4. I realized, though, that I was supposed to do quotes of the day. And it's day 4 and I never really give you guys quotes. But I'm going to do one quote today and maybe do another at the end and then do the remaining the next couple of days. But the quote of the day is, guys, don't quote me on this because let me just think. The same boiling water that makes an egg turn hard will make a potato soft. The same boiling water that makes an egg turn hard will make a potato soft. So you need to dictate your environment and don't let the environment dictate you. That's the quote of the day. All right, guys, back to regular programs. guys, today's episode is very short and sweet and also very, I don't know, but I would say relatable, right? It's Confessions of a Crappy Christian. Yeah, we're here. I can't believe it, but we are here. Guys, this is just an open rant. Like, this podcast is called Let It Off Your Chest, and I feel like a lot of people might even relate to this. I was born a Christian. I am still a Christian, but I am a 21-year-old young adult who is a Christian, and it's been crazy in the sense that it's been, I don't want to use the word difficult because then the warriors will come and fight me and be like, oh, why would you say being a Christian is difficult? That's not what I'm saying. I mean, if we're being completely honest, it is difficult, especially in this day and age. And that is why I'm a crappy Christian, and that's why I'm confessing to you guys. I just wanted to say that nobody should preach to me. I know some things. I mean, I'm open to conversations, but I'm not open to dictatorships by Christians. I would not take it lightly. But if you want to have a conversation with me, if you have my number, you text me. If you know my Instagram or my Twitter, you send a message. I would answer. But yeah, I am a Christian. And I want to say that as a Christian, I have struggled with sin, and this is me being like very vulnerable with you guys and just, you know, have just trying to, like, you know, it's an open conversation. I really wish my other friends were here to have this conversation with me. But pretty much, I know as Christians we're supposed to act a certain way, we're supposed to dress a certain way. I don't really dress how we were brought up to dress. Because I remember growing up as a Assemblies of God daughter and a Scripture Union daughter, I was always told if I wear trousers, I'll go to hellfire. I was always told if I show my skin, I'll go to hellfire. I was always told if I put on like acrylics, like nails, that I am an equivalent of Jezebel. If I put on makeup, I am Jezebel's daughter. If I had my hair, like attachment and stuff, I am going to go to hell. So I would like to say that all my life, I have not really followed those rules. And by those rules, I mean that I've always worn trousers. Now, please tell me if I'm going to go to hellfire if I wear trousers. I don't know. I really don't know. There's only one scripture, maybe one or two scriptures in the Bible that talks about dressing. I understand modest dressing, but I don't understand some of the things that people will be like, oh, like you need to wear long skirts. I feel like as a Christian, everybody wants Christianity to be the old way our parents grew up with, I guess, with Christianity. I feel like Christianity has been put in a box that is not supposed to be put into. Then you find Christians being very judgmental. Now, I don't want the warriors again to come and tell me, oh, if I don't agree with something, it doesn't mean I'm being judgmental. Da-da-da. I've had that conversation. People, there's a difference between, I know that there's a difference between not agreeing with what somebody's doing. And I also, there's another difference between like, and also like judging them. I get it. I promise you, I get it. But most times, Christians, and I say Christians because I'm also a Christian, we tend to come off as judgmental. Like if obviously we don't agree with something, we judge and condemn and automatically dim somebody fit to go to hellfire. Now, as a human being, who do you think you are to tell somebody that they're going to go to hellfire? Excuse me? They're going to go to hell? I didn't know that God made you class captain of hell and hellfire and heaven. I didn't know that. I had no idea. I just feel like I don't know, maybe opinions. I'm very opinionated in the sense that I don't want to be fit into this box. And I feel like that's a lot, that's the same thing with a lot of like Gen Z girlies and men and boys and women. We don't want to be in a box. Like, tell me what it is. But also at the same time, like, back it up. I'm a crappy Christian because I struggle with little sins. It might not be the big things. I struggle with temptation, you know. From time to time, I lie. White lies, whatever you call it, little lies, big lies, I will lie. Now, why I'm lying, I don't even know why. But I lie sometimes. From time to time, I have sexual thoughts. And sometimes I even want to act on the sexual thoughts. Confessions of a crappy Christian. Are you judging me? I hope you're not. From time to time, I want to experience the other things that my friends that are non-Christians would experience. I think that that's very normal. We just have to beg God for grace. I'm in this season in my life, which I call death to self, and I'm going to explain what death to self means in a minute. When we talk about dying daily, I just feel like for me, I'm still trying to understand the concept, and I'm learning that as a crappy Christian, that in order for me to be my authentic Christian self, I need to die daily. You cannot be able to work. Okay, hold on. You cannot be able to walk with God unless you've made up in your mind that you're going to die to self. And funny enough, sometimes the death to self does not even benefit self. You cannot die to self on the benefit of self. I'm just going to repeat myself. You cannot die to self on the benefit of self. You die to self on the benefit of Christ. Jesus said, those who want to follow me must take up their own cross, right? So you can't follow him. As a matter of fact, he says, you have to forsake everything and follow me. So to be honest, you have to die in order to follow him. But my problem is sometimes I'm too alive to follow him. And that's why even when I claim to follow him, I still make decisions that are, you know, against following him. I will still say I need to catch up. And here I am. And it's this whole cycle of me saying I will catch up, or I would one day die. But I'm in this unending circle and cycle, because it's also a circle and a cycle, but an unending cycle of, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, I affirm by the boasting you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. And I like the NCV version that says, I die every day. That is true, brothers and sisters, just as it is true that I brag about you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ah, guys, I promise you, this is beautiful. So every day I'm pretty much learning the whole concept of being a Christian and just, I guess, understanding stuff. I feel like if we can have a more open conversation and have more open minds to conversations, it will help everybody, especially Christians in this Gen Z day and age. I feel like everybody has questions, everybody wants answers. I don't know, this was pretty much me speaking from my heart and everything I have up in my head. I really did not plan this episode, and I don't even know if it made any sense, but I know that there are people that probably relate to what I'm saying. At the end of the day, all we really have is grace, and that's the beautiful thing about Christ. We have grace, and we just keep begging God and asking God for grace. And also for understanding of his word. And also to ask the Holy Spirit to explain too. Because you might read something, but if you don't have the understanding of the Holy Spirit, it's pretty much gibberish, to be honest. I really don't know if I made any sense. But yeah, this is Confessions of a Crappy Christian. I feel like with the typical setting, I might be a crappy Christian. It's not okay, but that is my truth, and I'm working seriously on it. But yeah, guys, thank you again for tuning in for this episode. I know, I can't believe that we're almost done. Like, crazy stuff, we're almost done. I can't even believe it, for real. So yeah, guys, I would see you guys. Actually, before I go, quote of the day, second quote of the day: fear has killed more dreams than failure ever has. All right, guys, I think I'm done. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I will see you guys on day 5 of this podcast. Bye, y'all.